Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, host of The Peak, and this is a bonus interview with Jeff Crank. We just got off the broadcast with Jeff, and as you know, what I like to do, because I have such great guests that are here, and they're in the studio, and we're thinking, they're all warmed up, they're all ready to go. If you know anything about interviews, this is when you get the really good stuff, when they're comfortable.
Right.
You know, we've been doing shots. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, true.
And it's just good and it's comfortable. But this is where, because in the broadcast, things are tight. You know, there's certain things we want to make sure we cover. But I always turn to the guest and say, okay, what do you really want to talk about or what's really on your heart? And Jeff said, let's talk about this migrant situation here in our country and specifically here in Colorado, and hopefully not specifically here
right.
in Colorado Springs. So if you don't know Jeff, I mean, you can go back and listen to the program that we did on what's today, the 22nd of February, 2024. But Jeff Crank, former host of the Jeff Crank radio program on KVOR for 14 years and now host of the American Potential podcast, which you can hear at AmericanPotential.com. So Jeff, take it away. What's your perspective here?
Well, look, I mean, I think Colorado Springs is unique. Look at the difference you see right now between Colorado Springs and Denver. Walk downtown in Denver and see the difference in homelessness, the difference in, you know, vagrancy, the difference in crime, all those things. And I would argue that part of that is that we've made a decision in Colorado Springs to be different. We didn't want to use the same approach that they used in Denver. I will first talk about drugs. You know, if you look at marijuana pot shops, we have resisted the urge to go tax it just so that we can have more tax dollars and sell recreational pot shops in Colorado Springs. John Southers, who was our mayor, was very opposed to that. I helped him fight that battle when I was on air. To me, I think that is a terrible thing. I hate the fact that people think that would somehow lead to a better society. But even more, the only one more addicted to the pot is the government, because they get all the tax revenue. But that's a whole nother deal. So, but if you look at what happened to Denver over the last few years, I think it's because of those decisions. And now we confront another decision. Should we be a sanctuary city like Denver claims they are, right? The city or the state of Colorado passed some terrible laws that said, you know, if you're illegal in the United States, you can come here. We're not going to prosecute you. We're not going to work with ICE.
Won't cooperate with the
federal government. I mean, can you imagine that? Like, could you imagine if the federal government said, oh, you have bank robbers? We're not going to do that. We don't care. It's on you. That's a complete breakdown of the rule of law to do that. But that's what our governor and our liberal legislature did.
For many years.
And so you see that in Denver. And now Denver has a problem. They're saying, oh my goodness, we're overrun with, they call them migrants. I'm just going to call them illegals because that's
illegal
what they
aliens.
Are. Illegal aliens.
Invaders.
Who snuck across the border, right? And did it illegally. And we have to decide if we're going to be a society that is for the rule of law, and if we're going to be a community that's for a rule of law. And to me, I think the mayor, city council, and others need to take a very strong stand on this and say, look, we are not going to be Denver. We're not. We're going to take, if you try and send people from Denver down here because you're out of room, we're going to send them right back to you, or we're going to send them somewhere else. I visited the border. I've been down there twice in the last 8 months. I went to McAllen, Texas, and I went to Yuma, Arizona. And I was struck with how different the two communities are in the way that they deal with the problem of people just literally walking across the border with nothing and having to deal with that. And in Yuma, Arizona, I am not kidding you, they literally process them, get them whatever health care they need, and put them on a bus and say, where do you want to go? And they ship them somewhere else. And Yuma, Arizona does, honestly, I hate to say they don't have a problem, but they don't have much of a problem because that's what they do. They just manage it and they manage it well. And they say, where do you want to go? And they're shipping them somewhere else. They'd prefer to ship them back across the U.S.-Mexico border, but the federal government won't let them do that, right? That's what should happen. But, you know, we have to decide, are we going to be that community that acts like Denver and just kind of is like, well, it's okay. We don't care. We have tolerance. We're a loving community. How loving is it to have people laying in your streets and no work for them to do, or laying around, you know, doing drugs or doing whatever, because they can't find hope and they're helpless in their life? That's not compassion. And we need to understand that in this community. So I think our mayor, particularly our mayor, because I think the city council already has shown where they are on this, I think the mayor needs to stand up and be very strong on it.
Well, you know, it's obviously a difficult situation because we didn't designate ourselves as a sanctuary city, but they came into the country and they came into the state. You know, when we ship them around the United States, it just becomes someone else's problem.
Sure.
So this is still a problem for our country. But everybody's saying it's the federal government's, we can't do anything. You just gave an example. What would you just, you know, as a private citizen talking right now, what do we tell the mayor? What do we tell the police department and the sheriff and everything else when they all point the finger and say we have our hands tied?
Well, we elected you to lead. We elected you to figure it out. We didn't elect you the president of the United States to figure it out. The president isn't doing his job. That's obvious, right? The president is not enforcing the laws that are on the books. If the president did that, if President Biden did that, we wouldn't have the problem we have. But look, why should we let the Yemi, the mayor of Colorado Springs, or Governor Polis, or whoever else, get off the hook? Governor Abbott in Texas, he's not just sitting there saying, well, there's nothing I can do. He's actually leading. He's coming up with solutions to protect the citizens of his state. That's what we want the mayor to do, and that's what we want the police chief to do.
Okay. Well, what would you say to the nonprofits? I mean, you're a Christian. And, you know, they want to take care of people, but the more that we give shelter, right, the more people might come. So, you know, this whole thing broke because the head of the Salvation Army here left a message for Mayor Yemi.
Yep.
So they're wondering what to do. What advice would you as a private citizen give to the nonprofits who say we're Christians, we need to be compassionate?
Uphold the law. You're Christians and you should follow the law. That's another thing that the Bible teaches us to do, is to follow the law. The law says that folks here are here illegally. Call the police, even if they don't come and do anything. You still have your obligation to call them and say, look, we're here. Look, I'm not saying to leave somebody bleeding in the streets. We help human beings. We're Christians. That's what we do. But we can't, you know, for every person that you're giving care to here who's a non-citizen, we're denying, with the resources that we're using for that, we're denying a citizen here. And that's the reality of it.
Right, so we're seeing in Denver, we're supposedly, the official number is about 40,000.
Mm-hmm.
The hospitals are taxed, all this money going to their aid and the police not having overtime and all these things. What kind of warning do you give to the people here, you know, about what we could see in Colorado Springs?
Well, I mean, the warning is clear. Look what's happened in other towns and communities across the country, including just in Denver. The warning is pretty clear. We are paying for everybody who's being treated in a hospital and doesn't pay the bill. I pay the bill. You pay the bill. We pay it in increased insurance premiums. We pay it in increased costs for healthcare. We do that with everything that we do in our school districts. When we have to educate folks who aren't paying to put their kids there, we have to pay more in taxes to do that. There is a cost to all of this. The process is out there right now to try and break the system. That's what the Biden administration, let's just be honest, that's what they're trying to do. And that's what Jared Polis is trying to do when he passed these laws that gave sanctuary status to the state of Colorado. They're trying to break the system and break the rule of law. And if we're patriots, we have to stand up to that and say we are not going to tolerate a country that doesn't respect the rule of law. And we can't tolerate that.
Why do you think they're trying to break the system, Jeff? I mean, they have to live in this country too. Their children will need to live in this country too. All the conspiracy theories seem to come true. So, you know, but why?
Yeah.
Why? Is this why intentionally?
Yeah.
Our country.
I can't get in their heads. That's right. For sure. But I would tell you, I think there's a couple of possible explanations. One is just votes, right? They just believe that the more people that they get in here, who are for big government because they're dependent on government, That's what they're about. They'll win more elections if they have more people wanting dependency in government. The other thing is, and it's a little more sinister, not everybody believes that America is the greatest country in the world anymore. Some people don't believe that capitalism is the greatest driver for economic prosperity in the world that the world's ever seen. So they don't believe that capitalism is the right thing. So maybe they are trying to break the system because they don't believe in it.
If we're not the best country, why is everybody trying to get here?
That would be the question that they should ask themselves.
Why don't they stand on the border and say, this is a racist country, go home? Yeah. Why don't we stand on the border and say that?
Right. Well, you've discovered some truth that they haven't seemed to discover yet.
Yeah, what I've tried to discover, I'm a person who's just all for integrous arguments, things that line up and those people on that side tend to argue both sides of an argument, and none of it makes any sense to me. Jeff Crank, thank you so much for being on The Peak and giving us this bonus look into your feelings on the migrant crisis that we hope doesn't happen in Colorado Springs.
You got it. Thank you, and thanks for all you're doing, Chaim. Appreciate it.
I'm Chaim Goldman for The Peak. Thank you for listening.